Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm back at it in Web Summit, but now in Vancouver. I've been in so many different cities around the world with Web Summit, Collision, Rise, and it keeps going on and on. But something that is consistent in my life is the incredible business partner I have, a man, an entrepreneur that I look up to, because to me, he's the epitome of what an entrepreneur could be. From the backstages of Dairy Queen into a multi-million dollar venture, solving a need when other people passed it by again and again, the incredible Joe Tolzman, founder, CEO of Rocket Plan. Welcome to the Playbook.
Welcome to Vancouver, David. Finally, after all this time, we meet up in Vancouver. So happy about it.
I think there's a portal because I don't think I'm in Vancouver. It felt as if I'm in San Diego. It is absolutely perfect weather here and perfect people in a perfect place. But speaking of perfect, Rocket Plan is coming to perfection. The growth and also the capability has grown tremendously since I started working with you. And as an advisor, I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you. It is the first mobile operating system for those property restoration professionals, which is an antiquated, conflictual business, and now you have increased the cash flow, you maximize efficiency, you boost EBITDA, so the ROIs are incredible. Give us a little bit of a snapshot of where you are today with Rocket Plan.
It's amazing. It's been such a good ride, David, since we originally started working together. We tripled in size. And I'm super grateful for your mentorship, for your advice, but most importantly, for your friendship. So thanks for always being there.
What are some of the things that you've taken to heart that has caused the triple growth that you've incurred? Why not everybody's doing well here in Canada. You are just incredibly accelerating the business plan and helping so many people.
You know, I always remind when you talk about gratitude, because that's the basis for everything. So number one, I'm grateful we're in this recession-proof industry. No matter what happens with global economy, this industry always goes. Work is always needed. Our product always provides the value. Lucky for us, then lucky again, nobody really tapped into this industry trying to solve the problem or have been successful in solving the problem the way we solved it. So I'm grateful for that again. And just piling up, stacking up things and being grateful for things that work well and just do better and better.
Well, let me go through a few questions that provide that value. And I'm gonna start with a really interesting one is, what do you give your clients more of that they like? What are some of the things they like that you're giving them more of?
We're giving them convenience. We're reducing labor. So it translates into more to their EBITDA, more money into their pocketbooks, but also better working environment. It helps them create better customer service to their clients. So it's a win-win all throughout. And it's all because of efficiency. It is simple things, streamlining the process, being efficient, getting things done, and being coordinated.
One of the things that I've learned about Rocket Plan, and the second question is, what does Rocket Plan do to give those people in the entire chain of, which is cumbersome chain, that works better? What works better with Rocket Plan than what previously was happening in this world?
So the simplest way to say it, ease of use, ease of implementation. So anybody who can operate smartphone, they don't have to go through lengthy training. They can figure it out. They already know what they need to do for their job. Now we made it easy for them to do it on a smartphone, which most people these days know how to use. So the training learning curve, it's like half an hour the most. We have companies where they onboard their own employees without us getting even involved, 30, 40 employees during their lunch breaks. And the feedback we're getting from their people, even from the field workers, top management, everybody throughout, it's happy how easy was this to use and implement and start generating this ROI.
So one of the things that work is giving them more of what they know so that you can take, 20, 40, 100 employees and within minutes get them up and running. But one of the real aspects is without Rocket Plan, the amount of time, emotion, and value that's wasted. What are some of the aspects of time, emotion, and value that are wasted for those companies that haven't implemented Rocket Plan yet?
So here's one parallel. Remember POS systems when they started implementing it, or restaurant before POS system. I can't even imagine how inefficient that was. I grew up.
Yeah, you could barely speak in the backstages of Dairy Queen when you started. Who knows about, you couldn't even put ketchup on a burger.
Yeah, when I started, I had a different problem. TS was there. I just wasn't able to read in English. That's totally other thing. But POS system, when they started implementing it into restaurants, I can't even imagine how inefficient that was before POS system. Somebody had to go take the order. They had to communicate this to the kitchen, the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then they had to keep track of inventory, you know, custom orders. So I can't even imagine room for error, how much stress that caused to people that work in a restaurant, plus their employees, plus customers. I think it was a very stressful situation. So what we're doing for restoration industry, it's similar to that, implementing that system that streamlines the whole process, because there's so many different stakeholders. And imagine something happened middle of the night, contractor gets called out, the property owner is stressed out because this is a traumatic experience. Now they have to capture all the data, do their job, report to people in the office, insurance companies, there's so many moving parts. It gets really stressful and it gets traumatic to the homeowners waiting for their lives to get back to normal. And with Rocket Plan, we're enabling them to run through the whole process, seamlessly capture all the documentation, automate the process of reporting, estimating, billing, ultimately help us property owners get their life back to normal quick.
And in the aspect of getting our lives back to normal as quick as possible is the value of taking away what people don't like, fixing what's not working, and also educating them on what they didn't know. And especially in any contractor-based business, those are variables that can provide a great ROI, but also variables that can create resistance. One of the aspects of Rocket Plan in my realm of loving the company, loving the leadership, and loving the solution is the customer-centric side of it. Being a victim of restoration, owning properties myself, and understanding that 80% of business is getting paid, but that includes the customer. And one of the most frustrating things for contractors who are conscious like yourself is the frustration, the fear, and the damage done to the customer after the damage was done because they can't get paid. And if they're not paid, you're not paid. And there's a terrible cycle of scarcity that's created by not getting paid. One of the greatest capabilities of Rocket Plan is everybody gets paid what they are fairly supposed to be paid, but in a timely fashion so people can get their kids back into the house, they can get to school, they can have their own kitchens, they can, you know, literally sometimes not be homeless faster.
Absolutely, yeah. So Rocket Plan helps contractors do their job way more efficiently, but also enables them to get all the documentation they need to do their estimating and billing and get paid faster. And the sooner they can get paid, the more efficient they are. Their employees are happier. That projects to the homeowners and things just like, you know, it starts that wave of happiness, productivity, and good life.
And we don't, you know, there's a saying, things happen slowly, then all of a sudden, not in Rocket Plan. Things just happen all of a sudden. There's an acceleration of ROI, growth, efficiencies, and even EBITDA is impacted immediately because it doesn't take long to implement it. And we can put it into action the next day for jobs that come up and have occurred, and even retroactively activated into jobs that may be slowing down or have had hiccups in their process. Share a story with me that you feel proud of being able to get something done where in the old fashioned way of doing things never would be able to be done. And not only in the whole chain of work or flow, everyone was suffering, but now you created this accelerated ease.
Yeah, so perfect example. You know, back in the day when I was doing restoration work, I started a company with just two guys, with over 100 employees. We have multiple locations. But when I started, I was the guy doing everything, taking the calls, going to the job sites, doing all the labor work, demolition, cleanup, and manually capturing all the data. Then everybody would go home. I would go home, spend another 2-3 hours organizing photos, organizing notes, creating those reports, doing estimates, doing backup for billing. And I was able to manage that up until about 20 employees. But then it just got way too much. And it was long hours, lots of work, but I was able to manage it. But then when it got to the point, I didn't even know where the jobs are. You know, we're doing the work, we're not billing for it, we don't have documentation. people in the field work so hard, but they don't even know what information is required to be invoicing and billing. It's very chaotic. But then after we implemented Rocketfin for our own business at the time, everything was falling into place. You know, people run through the site, they took the photos, notes, everything gets summarized into one place, click the button, automated process of reporting, invoice package was automated. Like, it was just incredible. The amount of time that it saved us was over 50% of the management labor, but it enabled us to invoice the day the job was finished, which enabled us to get paid way faster. So it was a good feeling.
Yeah, getting paid, like I said, is 80% of doing business. Now, the growth in Rocketplan also has changed the business model in the respect that there's a lot more to do, a lot more customers to implement. What are some of the challenges that you face today with the extraordinary growth, both financially and also implementing the solution?
Yeah, so implementing solution is easy, but getting to the point of companies committing to implement solution, there's always that mental barrier. Because everything that it's in the market, it was painful, inefficient, and it's a bad experience that people can relate to. Now introducing a new solution, it takes a little bit of work to explain to them and showcase them some case studies that we've had great success with other companies and how they can go through the process effortlessly and generate a massive ROI out of it.
Yeah, well, one of the things also in the business world is the security of the last mile businesses, you know, the engineers, the contractors, the restoration. Those are the jobs that we want to empower with technology because there's less people in the trades, less people being trained in the trades, and there's more business. And the business isn't going anywhere. And as much as we love computers and robots and AI, they're not gonna be able to be a contractor and figure out how to fix things. That's why these businesses are part and parcel to PE roll-ups, and there's a huge margin that's created. So when people are looking for proof of why to implement Rocketplan, look to see what the PE firms are doing when they're buying up these companies. They're immediately implementing Rocketplan because they can create an accelerated ROI and increase the valuation of their investments as well. What have you seen in the last mile space with Rocketplan as far as adding value to a company and its valuation as acquisitions are occurring and roll-ups are occurring in the space?
Absolutely. We're working with several networks, and they're doing roll-ups. The way I explained it, acquiring independent company, rolling that up into one network. And after they're implementing Rocketplan, they're reducing that manual labor. They're reducing expense, which is cash straight into their EBITDA, which increases their multiplier and grows the value of their company. So we have a great success with that. And that also put us on the radar of other companies that want to acquire Rocketplan. And it's almost every couple of days somebody's inquiring, following up for major investment or complete acquisition.
And in the aspect of worldwide domination, Rocketplan is going worldwide. What countries can we use Rocketplan in today, and what's your plans for the future?
Yeah, so currently we're only focused on the U.S. and Canada because that's our home territory here, but we are expanding to Hong Kong and Asia, and starting with English-speaking areas first, and then Canada.
Excellent. And it works on iOS and Apple. Android. Yep. Very good. Last, as an entrepreneur coming from nothing, not being able to speak English, you couldn't even take orders at Dairy Queen, forget the POS system. What was it that you attribute to your success? How do you make it from your basement having a basement to being at the pinnacle of business?
Just have a plan for what you want to do. We'll do it. It's so simple. Be grateful for the ability to do it. Wake up in the morning, like, yeah, I'm capable, so happy about it, and just go.
Well, if you want a testament to enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of his potential, but always remember the simple things to do, as Joe Tolzman stated, are simple not to do, or else everybody would be doing it. Well, he's certainly doing it when it comes to Rocketplan. He's a man with the plan. Here at Web Summit, the incredible Joe Tolzman, CEO and founder of Rocketplan, a blessing to be here. I'm David Meltzer at Web Summit in Vancouver with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.